San Francisco voters will recognize two familiar names in the state Senate box on their primary ballots. Current city supervisors Jane Kim and Scott Wiener are both running for state Senate District 11. That represents San Francisco and northern parts of San Mateo County. Ken Liu, a Republican firefighter and business owner, is also in the race. They're competing to replace incumbent Mark Leno, who is terming out of office after this year. Wiener and Kim are both Democrats, but they have very different views on some key local and regional issues. And while Wiener has been endorsed by the California Democratic Party, Kim's been endorsed by Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Over the past few months, Wiener and Kim have participated in three debates. KALW's Angela Johnston brings us this report from their discussions.
Jane Kim and Scott Wiener have a lot in common. Both were elected to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in 2010. Both have been passing a lot of progressive legislation in the past year. They both agree that the position of state senator comes with a lot of responsibility.
One state senator can have a huge impact on the future of our city, of our region, and of our entire state.
State legislatures are increasingly becoming the most relevant policymaking bodies here in the country.
We have one chance to get it right for San Francisco and northern San Mateo County. We don't have a backup plan.
Both say they'd be committed to tackling some similar issues. Affordable housing, homelessness, transportation.
Transportation and housing are absolutely the twins in terms of the regional priorities of the Bay Area.
We need to make sure that all of our community members, and particularly our seniors, are able to actually live dignified lives in their neighborhoods.
I am proud of the fact that on the Board of Supervisors that I have built more housing and more affordable housing than any member of this board.
But when they're asked how they would solve those problems, their differences begin to show. Take affordable housing, for example. In almost every debate, Wiener criticized Kim's support of the Mission Housing Moratorium last November, a proposition that, if it had passed, would have paused market-rate housing development in the Mission for over a year.
And we need to stop trying to shut down housing production in our city, and that is why I opposed the Mission Housing Moratorium. Supervisor Kim co-authored the Mission Housing Moratorium. That was a step in the wrong direction, and the voters wisely rejected it.
And Kim's response?
There was no moratorium. It never said we will never build again. It said we never put studies and plans in place to ensure that we're not building more than single-digit affordable housing, which is what District 9 is building today.
Creating more affordable housing crept into almost every topic in each of the debates. When asked how they would tackle climate change, both candidates said building more affordable housing in the city would be a big help. A city dense with housing would reduce the number of people commuting into the region in cars.
We have residents that are commuting as far as from Central California, from Vallejo, to get to the jobs where they're making and earning good income for their families. This is impacting our carbon footprint far more than many of the other kind of environmental, environmental failures here in the state of California.
Kim and Wiener agree that more housing and reforming the Ellis Act are effective big picture solutions to homelessness in the Bay Area. But when the debate ventured into short-term fixes, Kim and Wiener started to disagree, specifically on the Right to Rest Act. That's a bill currently making its way through the state legislature. If passed, it would get rid of local ordinances that ban activities like camping on the street, sitting and lying on the sidewalk, and living in cars. Wiener doesn't like it.
Our goal should not be to allow people, for example, to live in tents on our sidewalks. It is neither humane, nor safe, nor healthy for people to be living and ultimately dying in tents on our sidewalks.
Kim supports the Right to Rest Act and criticized Wiener for backing the sweep of the homeless camp on Division Street earlier this spring.
It's one thing to say that it's inhumane to pitch a tent on the street, but it's also inhumane to sweep people when you don't have a place to put them.
One of the final issues Kim and Wiener disagreed on was public safety and policing. When asked about how they would stop quality of life crimes like break-ins and bike theft, Wiener talked about getting more officers on the street.
You know, I have nearly enough officers, whether it's to walk beats or do traffic enforcement. And this is a real distinction in this race. While I have fought to try to restaff our department as our city has grown, my opponent has been oppositional and, in fact, opposed my legislation to tie police staffing to population growth. As we add new neighborhoods, we need to make sure we have enough police officers to keep our community safe.
Kim didn't exactly agree with that.
We know that intervention, school after-school programs, job creation, drug treatment, and yes, housing actually works to prevent crime. And as your state senator, I'm going to work to strengthen these very programs. I'm not opposed to increasing the number of police officers on our street, but I'm also supporting actually making cops accountable.
Last month, Kim was one of the first supervisors to call for former police chief Greg Suhr's resignation. They also debated tech shuttle buses, LGBT and trans issues, and education, including Kim's proposal to make City College free. Voters can cast their vote for state Senate candidates on June 7th in the primary election. The top two contenders will compete again on the November ballot. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.